Peace in troubled times feels hard to hold on to when life gets hard. Jesus knew his disciples were about to walk through some of the darkest days of their lives, so before he left them, he sat them down and told them the truth. Not to scare them but to prepare them. That's what we find in John 16, and it's a passage that still speaks straight into our own troubled seasons today. Jesus didn't sugarcoat what was ahead. He told his disciples plainly that people would persecute them, and some would even be killed, all while believing they were doing it for God. That's a sobering thought. People can be sincere and still be sincerely wrong, especially when they don't truly know the Father or the Son. But notice why Jesus told them this ahead of time. He wanted them to remember his words when the moment came. He wasn't trying to frighten them, he was preparing them so that when trouble showed up, it wouldn't shake their faith. That's part of how we find peace in troubled times too. When we know what God has already told us, hardship doesn't catch us off guard the same way. Here's something beautiful buried in the middle of this hard conversation. Jesus told his disciples that it was actually good for them that he was leaving, because unless he went away, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, would not come. That must have been confusing to hear in the moment, but it reveals how much God had already planned for their good. The Holy Spirit doesn't work alone or speak on his own. He only shares what he receives from the Father and the Son, which means everything he reveals to us can be trusted completely. He guides us into truth, convicts hearts about sin, righteousness, and judgment, and he glorifies Jesus by making his words known to us. That's not a small gift, that's God committing to walk with us every single day. Jesus was honest about the pain his disciples would feel. He compared it to a woman in labor, grief in the moment, but joy on the other side. Their sorrow at his death would turn into joy at his resurrection, and that joy would be complete once the Holy Spirit came and they had direct access to the Father through Jesus' name. That pattern still holds true for us. Grief doesn't get the final word. When we bring our hurts to God and wait on him, he turns our mourning into something we couldn't have reached on our own. Psalm 34:19 reminds us that the righteous face many afflictions, but the Lord delivers them from all of them. Peace in troubled times isn't the absence of hardship, it's knowing who walks with us through it. Jesus closes this teaching with one of the most comforting promises in Scripture. In John 16, verse 33, he says, "In this world you will have trouble. But take heart. I have overcome the world." He didn't promise an easy road. He promised victory at the end of it. That's why we don't have to be troubled or afraid no matter what comes our way. The King of Kings is our Father. He has all power, all dominion, and all authority, and nothing is hidden from him. As we trust and depend on him, he makes provision for us. He will not leave us nor forsake us. When we call on him, he hears and helps. He has been a stronghold in ages past, and he is still that same stronghold today. So if you're walking through something hard right now, take heart. Let his word settle into your heart the way he wanted it to settle into his disciples. Learn to wait patiently for him and trust that his will is going to come to pass in your life, in his timing and in his way. For hope and wisdom in marriage and family life, visit blissfullywedded.com.